A Bear Grylls Adventure, Blizzard Challenge. Written by Bear Grylls and read by Joe Jameson. Ollie decided he wasn't going to enjoy camp when his rucksack tried to kill him. He had got a lift with his friend Jack, who'd been before. Jack's dad pulled into the car park and Jack leapt out to go and report to one of the leaders. Ollie got out more slowly while Jack's dad popped the boot open. Ollie grabbed his rucksack and pulled. It didn't budge, but Ollie almost fell over. "It's heavy," he protested.
"Well, there is a lot in it," Jack's dad replied.
He lifted it out.
"I couldn't believe everything they told Jack to bring. Sleeping bag, climbing boots, running shoes, towels, umpteen changes of clothes. Didn't you notice when you packed?"
"My dad did it," Ollie said.
"Oh, right."
Jack's dad helped Ollie get the rucksack onto his back. Ollie almost fell over again.
"It's a shame both your parents had to work this weekend. They do work hard, don't they?"
"I suppose," Ollie muttered. They had said the camp was a treat to make up for it. He would have rather just stayed at home alone, but apparently he wasn't old enough yet. Home had everything he needed: food, television, and no one else around. Jack came running back.
"We have to check in together, then we'll find out who we're in a tent with."
His big smile said he was so looking forward to this.
"Well, I'll see you in a couple of days then."
Jack got a hug from his dad. Ollie got a friendly pat on the shoulder.
"Enjoy yourselves."
Ollie watched the car drive off. Then he turned and glumly followed Jack. The leader was a smiling woman with a clipboard. She took their names and then called another boy over.
"This is Omar," she said. "We're putting everyone into threes, and you're sharing a tent together."
"Hi, Omar," Jack said happily. "Pleased to meet you. I'm Jack, and this is my friend Ollie."
"Sure," Omar said.
He smiled back, but he was already turning away like he was impatient to get on.
"I found where we get the tents from," he called over his shoulder. "Let's go."
"Wow, he's keen, isn't he?"
Jack commented as they set off after him. So, that's two of them, Ollie thought to himself. They were given their tent and equipment in a huge bag that was so heavy, all three had to carry it between them to a spot on the campsite. Then they had to put it up. It wasn't a modern pop-up tent, where you threw it onto the ground and it shot up like magic. Nothing so easy.
"Okay," Omar said. "I've done this before. We have to fit these together so they stand up. Then we hang the canvas on the frame. So we just have to find the bits that go together."
They started to rummage through the pile of poles. Ollie soon found a couple that seemed to fit, and it looked like Omar had a couple that would screw into the ones he had. Ollie put his poles down so that Omar could use them when he was ready, and looked through the pile to see which other ones went together.
"Come on,"
Omar said impatiently after a moment. Ollie looked up.
"What?" "Pass them over."
Omar pointed at the poles Ollie had put down.
"I've got a whole lot that fit here. I just need those ones."
"I was about to pass them to you," Ollie said.
Omar got up to fetch them, rolling his eyes and muttering under his breath.